micro-optics and the world of nano-3D printing. When zoomed into the nanoscale, it's possible to see that tiny universe as just as immense and complex as the universe of planets, galaxies, and other macro phenomena. And, while many in the 3D printing industry may be focused and our day-to-day lives on the macro, there are those like Nanoscribe who work to advance 3D printing at the nanoscale. Nanoscribe has developed a unique method for 3D printing photopolymers that can be leveraged to create the tiniest objects for some of the most breakthrough applications, including optics, electronics, and medical device manufacturing. Piqued by a recent breakthrough in the use of Nanoscribe's technology to create nano-optics, Engineering.com spoke with the company's CEO, Martin Hermachweiler, and head of sales marketing, Andreas Frolik, to learn more. Two-photon polymerization. After about 6 years of research, Nanoscribe was spun out of the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, KIT, in Germany in 2007. It was at KIT that foundations for a process called two-photon polymerization was developed. Two-photon polymerization is similar to more familiar types of photopolymerization like stereolithography and digital light processing, in that a light-sensitive photopolymer is selectively cured using a light source. The difference with Nanoscribe's technology, however, is that it is capable of very fine details. This is possible through the use of a high-powered laser, which directs two photons of near-infrared light in ultra-short pulses at photocurable resin. Piezo-driven actuators and focusing optics, combined with this laser technology, enable the process to print details finer than 200 nanometers, 7.9 μm. Two-photon polymerization was commercialized through the Photonic Professional GT3D printing systems. Hermachweiler pointed out that though the company's machines are capable of printing tiny objects, they are not limited to such small details. Today, Nanoscribe offers 3D printers for the nano, micro, and mesoscale, as well as photoresists and process solutions tailored to specific application areas, Hermachweiler said. Our high-tech company has established itself in this field as the technological and global market leader with its laser lithographic processes underlying the technique of two-photon polymerization. Applications of nanoscale 3D printing. As one might guess, the applications for such a technology are highly specialized, leaving its primary use for those in the research field. Our primary customers are universities and research facilities in science and industry investigating a vast variety of applications, often in multi-user environments. Worldwide, more than 560 users work with our systems, Hermachweiler explained. Increasingly, researchers are using the ability to 3D print at the nanoscale to create tiny medical devices for targeted drug delivery. Scientists at the University of California, San Diego, for instance, were able to 3D print nanoscopic fish-shaped objects with platinum loaded onto their tails for propulsion. Coated with iron oxide on their tips, these swimmers could be magnetically directed to a specific spot to perform toxic cleanup. Hermachweiler mentioned some of the other work that is being achieved in the biomedical field. Our researchers of the Italian Institute of Technology, IIT, described how the reproduction of the natural biological microenvironment in vitro should improve the understanding of cell behavior for exploiting cell functions in various healthcare applications. They 3D printed bone trabeculae obtained by MU-CT scans of a biopsy from the human femoral neck, Hermachweiler said. Less tangible applications include the creation of nearly invisible sculptures, something that artist Johnny Hurwitz did with Nanoscribe's platform. Unfortunately for Hurwitz, however, these sculptures are only visible under a microscope, and a breath of air caused them to be blown away, where they became lost among the dust particles of the surrounding room. Hermachweiler spoke further on the exact use cases for the technology. The multitude of applications is ranging from optics and photonics, to complex structures for the microfluidics, 3D templates for cell migration and stem cell differentiation studies, up to the fabrication of micro-machines for life sciences. As disruptive technology, 3D laser lithography is an enabler for novel applications and will provide solutions for a broad range of industrial applications, for example, in fields of optical interconnections, micro-sized parts, or in the fabrication of micro-optical elements. 3D printing micro-optical elements. The creation of micro-optical elements is one of the latest breakthroughs achieved with Nanoscribe's technology. Due to the ability to 3D print freeform objects at such a small scale, the Photonic Professional GT has proven ideal for 3D printing microscopic optical lenses for a new generation of microchips. Researchers from the University of Stuttgart 3D printed doublet lenses directly onto CMOS image sensors to create a high-performance and compact imaging system. Printed as an array 1 square centimeter in total in semispheres with a height of 150 micrometers, the lenses have a shape accuracy that is better than 1 micrometer and a surface roughness that is better than 10 nanometers raw. Frolik explained the implications of the research. Micro-optical components are pretty much commonplace in a lot of devices ranging from optical instrumentation to consumer electronics. However, it is not an easy task to get master shapes for their cheap and reliable production, for example, by injection molding. Our high-precision 3D printing solutions enable the micro-optics industry to innovate by additive manufacturing. Masters can be fabricated as well as a broad range of almost arbitrary micro-optical shapes, including standard refractive micro-optics, freeform optics, diffractive optical elements, or even multiplet lens systems, can now be printed in a one-step process. The lenses mimic foveated vision, a type of vision that enables predators to focus on a single object within a wide field of view made possible by a small area of color-sensing cones, called the fovea, located at the back of the eye. The fovea is the only part of the eye where light hits the cones directly, making that area of vision clearer than the lower resolution areas surrounding it. To replicate this ability, the researchers used a set of four different sized lenses, some that see from a wide angle and others that have a more focused view. The various images are then combined digitally. In addition to foveated vision, the camera developed by the Stuttgart team is extremely small, which is necessary for the increasingly small world of electronics, as well as the world of medical devices. Our researchers at the University of Stuttgart demonstrated that Nanoscribe's 3D printers have the potential to pave the way for the construction of novel and extremely small endoscopes which are suited for the smallest body openings or machine parts that can be inspected, Frolic said. As researchers like those at the University of Stuttgart forge ahead with their research, so too will Nanoscribe, according to Frolic. We continuously work on expanding our capabilities in micro-optics. The next step will be to make our in-house developed know-how about microlens mastering using the two-photon polymerization technology available in the form of a solution that can be used with our photonic professional GT printers. To learn more about Nanoscribe's work and technology, head to the company's website.